organizations, doctor and dentist visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescriptions, and more. Children in a family of four earning up to $80,000 a year may qualify. Income levels vary by state. It's a helping hand for parents with their hands full. For their information or to enroll today, go to insurekidsnow.gov. It's a helping hand, not a handout. Someone said that in some board meeting.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Ooh. I have, all of these PSAs are in they're like in Google Docs. And now Gemini, Google's AI assistant, just automatically just, you know, whatever, summarizes and tells you stuff to the
right. Oh.
So I'll just start reading those now. I don't need to read the PSA.
Yeah, they don't need to be 60 seconds. They should update that, you know. Just give one quick summary per hour and...
for the 60 seconds, PSA just says, offers a more comprehensive message, acknowledging the challenges of parenting and positioning Medicaid, children's health insurance program as a helpful resource.
Yeah, that's pretty much... all you said, so yeah.
It's like how Borges was like, he was like against writing big books because he's like, all right, if I were going to write a, like, he's like, if I'm going to write a book for, like, that's 400 pages and I could just, like, describe it to you in, like, a few pages, I could just tell you what the whole book's about, well, then I'll just write that.
Not a bad idea.
So basically that's what we're going to do now.
Yeah. Or maybe we should read the PSA and then read the AI summary at the end, just in case anyone missed anything. Kind of double down on the message.
Yeah.
Well, here's something that isn't hard to understand. WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. And if you like WRCT, consider these shows. Deep Blues Hour. What's better than an hour of classic and traditional blues music? 2 hours of the Deep Blues Hour. Join Steve every Mondays from 5 to 7 p.m. for 2 hours of classic and traditional blues on WRCT Pittsburgh. Or try Forbes Avenue, WRCT's homegrown public affairs program. Here, engaging guests talk about the arts, social issues, and intriguing topics with a focus on Pittsburgh and meet some fascinating people along the way. That's Forbes Avenue, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh.
Thank you. As always, well, not as always, not as of recent, but starting now again, you can call us and talk to us and everyone listening live on the air at 412-440-8906. You can also text this number. That's okay, too. 412-440-8906. Why don't we do some calendar events, some music events coming up.
Ah, not a bad idea.
We haven't done that in a while. Let's see. Oh, it says Mr. Beast just played Roboto Project last night. Sorry you missed that.
Oh, yeah, he gave out $20 billion.
Yep. And, what do we have? Tomorrow, Wednesday, August 13th, at the Government Center, we have great Philadelphia band Fib, James Castle, Gina Gori, and... who's the fourth band, Andy?
Huh?
Who's the fourth band?
I forget.
Me too.
Fib, Gina Gorey,
James Castle, and another great local band,
Velvet Overkill. I mean, we're just naming great local bands, so yep. Feel free to check them out.
Spirit. Oh, it's also I'm not going to read all of these, but it is Skullfest weekend this weekend. I thought that was next weekend. Interesting.
I hope it's this one.
So at Spirit this Thursday we have Blue Anxiety, La Pregunta, Death Instinct, Illiterate, United Stare, and many more.
Sex Dwarf.
Yes.
Is a band playing that has a memorable name.
The next day at Spirit at 6 p.m. on the 15th, Negative Approach plays with Crosses, Iron Lung, True Body, many more. That'll be cool. This says that Glope is playing. I think they mean Gulpe. Glope. Glope. It's just Glope.
Glope.
Anyways, check out Skullfest. It is this weekend. I'm sure there's some tickets left. What else? Next Thursday, the 21st, Hotline TNT is playing with Sour Widows at Preserving Underground. Preserving Underground. Let's find one or two more fun ones. This is a rebroadcast of our August 12th program. Let's find one more.
One more good one.
One more really good one. All right, September 16th, we got Super Chunk at Thunderbird. That'd be cool. I'll probably try to go to that if it's possible. Well, what else? Anything else before we get back to the music?
There's the Pittsburgh Jazz Festival, but...
Oh, really? When's that?
No, I looked it up and tickets were extremely pricey. Not allowed to say the actual price as per rules, but a bit much for my blood, I'll tell you that. But there's a George Benson tribute act playing, so it ties into our episode.
Is he playing? Is he tributing himself?
They might find a way, but I don't think that'll happen by then.
It says John Prine played 2 days ago at Pittsburgh Winery.
Yeah, I heard somebody else read the
music. Don't they mean
calendar.
His son? Isn't his son a Prine, not named John Prine? No, I'm just curious.
Tommy Prine.
John Prine played Pittsburgh Winery. Yeah. Oh, it was a tribute show, I think. That makes sense.
Yeah, that caught my ear. I think I was driving home from Aldi, and the 7 p.m. music calendar was being read, and he said, John Prine at Pittsburgh, and, you know, didn't skip a beat. I said, wait a second.
Well, here's some more music, and we'll let you know. Maybe John Lennon's playing next week at some house venue here.
He is.
Oh, he is? Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Nice. All right, talk to you soon.
lies without it I can't go on. Cause when you're the other hand, that makes my life complete. If I had one more chance, we'd have a love so sweet. And leaving would be the last thing on my mind. If I could turn back the hand of time.
Look out! I got to intercept.
Welcome back. You're listening to WRCT, 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy. We hope you've been enjoying the show tonight. Had all kinds of music for you there.
Mm-hmm.
Something from every corner.
From Graham Parker all the way to Elvis Costello.
Yeah.
The whole spectrum of popular music.
Everything that the United Kingdom has to offer.
Everything.
Even over to Canada with some numbers, a number from Canada. We had Graham Parker, Local Girls, Elvis Costello, I Don't Want to Go to Chelsea, The Tragically Hip, Grace 2, Jimi Hendrix, House Burning Down, Tyrone Davis, If I Could Turn Back the Hands of Time. I Lost My Place. We had ZZ Top, I Heard It on the X, The Middle Class, Last Touch, Suburban Lawns, Janitor, CCR, In Those Old Cotton Fields, Bowery Electric, Next to Nothing.
And our background music today comes to us from Pittsburgh local, George Benson.
Thanks, George.
Thanks, George.
He said you're welcome. I don't think it picked up.
Well, it's getting pretty close to that time of our show where we have to say good night. We're not quite there. So if you want to, sneak one in before the buzzer, you can give us a call at 412-440-8906. Again, 412-440-8906. It's very easy. 412 Pittsburgh. That part's easy to remember. 440, 4 plus 4 plus 0 equals 8, which is the next number in the sequence. 8, 9,
nine,
which comes after 8, and then what comes after 9? 0.
But you can only put in one number, so you
put in 0. Right, so you put in 0. Well, 8, 9, 0 on the dial pad. 0.
Right, it's right there.
And then.
And then you take the 9, you flip it upside down.
And you get 6. It's
right
really
nine, you're 6.
We paid a lot of money for this very easy to remember phone number.
Yeah, so you better dial it.
412-440-8906. Got a couple more songs wrapping up at 11. Again, our show airs every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. Think of our show 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy, 9 to 11, every Tuesday.
Never forget what time the show is on. It's really easy, just like you'll never forget our phone number. Like Tyrone Davis said, if I could turn back the hands of time, I would pick the same number for this show, because it's so easy to remember.
Well, I wonder if Tyrone Davis knows about the arrow of time and what his thoughts are. He sounds like he has a pretty radical view.
The arrow of time?
The arrow of time. It's like an instruction. He's saying, turn back the hands of time.
Oh. And just how he chooses to think of it, I guess. He's a clock man.
Mm-hmm. Well, fun show. Glad to be back live doing this. We've had a few reruns in a row. So we're very sorry about that. I try to sprinkle little messages throughout where we kind of tune in and say, hey, you're listening to a rerun. But we would still get calls and texts from people thinking that we were live on the air. So I'm sorry. I'm genuinely sorry about that. But don't fret. We'll be... We have a call. Can you hear that, Andy? Can you hear that
yes,
call?
Yes, I can.
Okay, let's try this out. caller, you're on the air. How's it going?
Hello. Am I on the air right now? Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hello? Oh, sorry. You guys are kind of breaking up. But you're doing, like, song requests, right?
Yeah, we can. We can fit one in before the end of the show.
Could you play Penny in the Fountain by Half Japanese?
Yes, we can definitely do that.
All right. Yeah, thanks, man.
Really quick, can you, just because this is a bit of a test for us, a test run, can you hear any of the music in your phone?
No, I can't hear the music in my phone. Now, it's delayed from the radio for about 3 seconds, so it's hard for me to, like, think of what I'm saying right now, because what I was saying, like, 10 seconds ago is playing through the speaker, so it's very hard for me to speak and think at the same time.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry, but we'll try to work on it.
You know that thing from Japan where they shine a beam into your face and it plays what you were saying 3 seconds ago and it makes it impossible to talk?
Yes,
it's exactly. A real thing. You can look it up, but it's like that, more or less.
Okay, well, we'll try to figure that out. Sorry about that. But, all right, we have Penny and the Fountain queued up next. We'll close out the night with that.
All right, cool, man. Thank you. Have a good night.
All right, thank you. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Well, that's exciting. We got our first on-air remote call.
Thank you, caller. And... I couldn't hear anything that they said.
But you couldn't.
I have a bad feeling.
All right. Well, we're going to go back in the logs and see if... Oh, no. Maybe... Interesting. I'll investigate. If you just heard a one-sided conversation there, I do apologize. I think maybe you didn't. I think maybe not, but we'll see. When he started that call with, "Hey, am I on the air?" It gave me, like, bad flashbacks to those, like, C-SPAN prank calls.
Oh, yeah.
But he was a good caller. He was polite. We appreciate that.
Do not look up the C-SPAN prank calls and get inspiration to call us. Okay?
All right. Well, good night. We probably won't talk again. But this is Thinkin' Fellers, Union Local 282, Cup of Dreams. And after this, going to close it out with Penny and the Fountain. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Thank you. See you next week.
All right, that's been our show. Thanks again for listening, and thank you again, caller. I'm sorry I forgot to get your name for that great request from Half Japanese. Great band.
Thank you, caller, and thank you, listeners. Feel free to call or text next time. We'll be back next week, same time.
All right. Until then, good night.
Good night.
The station you're listening to is powered by AzureCast, the free and open source software that makes web radio simple. If you're hearing this message, your station's ready to go. Just add new music to your playlists. If you need help or to learn more about AzureCast, visit azuracast.com.
This has been a rebroadcast of our August 12th program.
The right turn is an elite phenomenon. It's not a turn towards conservatism, but rather a turn towards a kind of reactionary jingoism, which is quite the opposite.